Okie doke.
Cool.
1, 2, 3, go.
Yeah, I'm still so upset that I flubbed the opening the last episode. Oh, man. Okay. Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. I'm Stephanie Domingo.
That you are. And I'm Tux Lerzel.
Thank you for confirming. I come to you from Pistoia. My God, I did it wrong. Pistoia. I just explained to Tux off air that I've been saying the city that I'm in, Pistoia. I've been saying Pistoia, and I just said that, which means pistol. I am not in a town called Pistol. I'm in Pistoia.
There you go.
In Italy.
You know, us Americans are just obsessed with our guns.
We are.
Oh my God. You can't take that away.
Nope. Not
it's in our blood.
Cold, dead hands, etc.
These colors don't run.
Yes. Oh my God.
I am coming to you from Detroit, Michigan, where I record on land belonging to the Ojibwe, Ottawa, Potawatomi, and Wyandot Nations.
Oh my God, these colors don't run. I can't. I hate you. These are some of many nations still very much out here doing their thing, and we like to acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. This is normally the show about scandals and scandalousness in American politics and government, but this is the mini-sode, so we're talking about whatever the fuck we want.
Heck yes. Actually, today we are going to be hearing about a little scandal in American history.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
So, NBD.
I am lies.
Yeah. No, well, it's still a mini.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to just dive right in. So last week I did an episode about how our government literally poisoned thousands of our own people during Prohibition to keep people from getting drunk because they hated good times.
Wow. That's big government for you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a chapter of American history that most of us have never heard of before. And while we're never shocked to hear about the U.S. government murdering natives or people of color or innocent people in Latin America or Asia or the Middle East.
Women, the poor.
Anywhere. Yeah. Yeah. Not shocking at all, but somehow it was shocking to hear that our government was openly murdering our own citizens, white citizens, during this period of our history. Well, as it turns out,
That
was not the last time that our government would intentionally poison a source for a popular but prohibited substance.
Wait, more alcohol? Yeah.
No. In the late 1970s, in our quest to get people to stop smoking the devil's lettuce...
No.
We funded a campaign to spray a toxic herbicide called Paraquat over Mexican marijuana fields.
We were doing this in another country?
Well, I'll get into that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of that pot still made its way to the north, to the United States, and a lot of poison pot smoke started filling the lungs of unknown thousands of Americans. Wow. So yeah, good times. America is so good at this. So Paraquat is an incredibly effective herbicide that kills green plant tissue on contact, but it doesn't just kill plants. It's also incredibly toxic to animals and humans.
Okay. So you're probably going to answer this, but they were just trying to kill the plant or kill people?
Yes. No, they were trying to kill the plant.
Got it. Okay.
This was not, the intention was not to poison people. This is it's a slightly different story. It's an incredibly effective herbicide, but it's also toxic to animals and humans. If ingested directly, just half an ounce of liquid Paraquat is enough to be fatal with no antidote. Wow. For this reason, it's actually a really popular way to commit suicide in a lot of countries where it's really easy to get a hold of. It's still commonly used. It also happens to be colorless, tasteless, and odorless, making it nearly impossible to tell if it was sprayed on your weed or not.
Damn.
Yeah. So in 1969, the Nixon White House made marijuana eradication a top priority. And rather than attempting to stop the flow of drugs in through the border, scientists began to look for a way to contaminate the marijuana itself. They originally developed a spray that was intended to make marijuana smokers nauseous, but they abandoned this plan for whatever reason. Then in 1975, as part of Operation Clearview, the Nixon administration gave Mexico about $40 million in aid to buy planes and train people to spray herbicides on poppy fields in order to kill off a major supply of heroin.
Okay.
So there's some debate over whether or not this aid was also intended to target Mexican marijuana fields, or whether the government of Mexico just took it upon themselves to use this training and equipment to spray paraquat on marijuana fields when the poppy fields, like the poppy growing season, was over.
Okay.
So we don't really know for sure, and we don't really have proof that like this was ever the intention, that that our government wanted Mexico to spray marijuana fields. But we do know that stopping marijuana from coming into the country was a top priority for Nixon. And we also know that the U.S. government was using paraquat in a very similar way to kill off the jungles in Vietnam at this point, to make like jungle warfare easier in Vietnam. So it kind of seems like that was always the plan, but the government denies that.
Of course. Okay. So did it kill off the poppy plants in Mexico?
Yes.
It did.
They weren't actually using the paraquat on the poppies. They were using a different herbicide for the poppies. But because they had all this equipment that could just spray any liquid herbicide.
I see. Got it.
They also got paraquat to spray
on the marijuana. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
They did not get the paraquat did not come from the U.S. But we gave them the equipment and the training on how to do it, but we did not give them the paraquat.
That's odd. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a complicated story. It's not the same as this, like the poisoning of industrial alcohol at all, but the way it all kind of plays out has a lot of weird similarities. Either way, what happened was, the Mexican government used these planes and this equipment that we funded and we gave them to spray this paraquat on marijuana fields when they were not killing off the poppies. And the problem was, when they sprayed these marijuana fields, by this point, the marijuana, I don't know if it has to do with like the growing season of poppies and when the poppy fields go fallow or what, but what was going on was, when they sprayed
it was blowing into their mouth.
The marijuana plants. Yeah, no, but the marijuana was already mature and like almost ready for harvest. Okay. So then when it started killing all the plants, the farmers were just
harvest
like, okay, we need to process this weed. Yeah. So we don't lose our investment. So that's exactly what they did. They just harvested it all, dried it and processed it in the same way that they would otherwise. Because they're like, if we just let it sit in the field, it's going to, you know, ruin the crop. But if we just process it now, we're good.
But they knew that it was sprayed, though. And I got to get that money. Yeah.
They needed that money. Yeah. These were just like poor Mexican farmers that were just trying to make some money. They, you know, they didn't care where this weed was going. So they shipped it north to the U.S., where it was unloaded on unsuspecting smokers who had no idea that this was even happening, and there were no like off smells or tastes or colors to distinguish good pot from bad. At the time, in the 70s, about 50-60% of the pot smoked in this country was coming from Mexico.
Okay.
And according to one study in 1978, 13% of marijuana samples tested in the Southwest and West Coast were contaminated with paraquat. And other tests say that anywhere from 20 to 30% of the marijuana that they were testing was laced with paraquat. Some samples contained concentrations of paraquat that were 40,000 times higher than the recommended domestic use as an herbicide.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's bad.
Yes, it is. It is bad. So when the public found out about this, there was like a very big like public panic.
Of course.
People were freaking out. You know, a lot of people fucking smoked weed. In the 70s, everybody was smoking weed. So since there was no way to tell if your weed was poisoned, people started opening these like testing facilities where you could send your weed to be tested for paraquat. And they made a ton of money doing this, testing people's weed for them. But it was hard to know if these places were really legit or not. Yeah. That apparently some government agency, there was like one company that was the most popular one. I can't remember what it was called, like PharmaChem or something like that, that they were getting like tens of thousands of samples sent to them. And they were saying that they were getting like 30% of the samples they were testing had paraquat in them. But then the government test like was like, this isn't true, and tested the same samples. And they were like, it's like 2%. Oh. You guys are just trying to scare people to get more money, you know?
Scamming.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. So at first the government tried to tell the public that paraquat was only dangerous if you ingested it directly in liquid form.
Oh, how would you even do that?
Yeah. Well, that's how people were using it as a, to like kill themselves.
Oh, I see. Just drinking liquid paraquat. Okay.
Yeah. And then like there were some stories about people like accidentally drinking it because it is colorless and odorless and that. There were stories about like people not realizing what it was.
I just thought maybe you meant like they were making like tinctures of weed. I'm like, no one's doing that.
Oh.
Like, no one's drinking.
No. What they were trying to say was like because it was on weed and it was like dried out and you were smoking that it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's harmless. But they were making this claim that it was harmless, but at the time they had never actually ever done any clinical trials to like test the effects of inhalation of paraquat.
Wow.
But they're like, it's fine.
I saw it on Facebook, y'all. Like, it's good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Freedomnews.fb. Yeah. of course, once they actually started running some clinical trials, tests showed in 1977 that inhaling paraquat-laced smoke caused damage to the lungs of lab rats. Today, we know that exposure to paraquat has been linked to the development of Parkinson's disease and can lead to liver, kidney, lung, and heart damage. And today, paraquat is placed in toxicity category 1, the highest possible level for breathable poisons. But yeah, in the 70s, they're like, it's fine. Yeah, come on. Yeah, don't worry. So I think this is a good place to toss in a little break.
Wow.
Maybe have a little smoke break. Yeah. And we will be right back.
Welcome to Hashtag History. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Leah.
And if you're a history nerd,
or even a history hater,
this is the podcast for you.
Even if history was your least favorite subject in school, we can guarantee you will like this podcast because we talk about all the things that your history textbooks did not.
Things like how the Bonnie Prince Charles and his Jacobite uprising was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, or how the pharaoh Akhenaten was so disliked by Egyptians that they literally purged his name from nearly all of their records and pretended like he had never existed.
And we do all of this while drinking and rating a custom-made cocktail specific to that week's topic.
So grab a drink, take a seat, and hang out with us each week as we learn all about history's greatest stories of controversy,
conspiracy,
and corruption.
Okay, we're back. So, in 1978, after this clinical trial was finished and they were like, oh, actually, our bad.
JK, LOL.
The government. Yeah, exactly. Whoopsie. Sorry. So in 1978, the government publicly announced that heavy smokers of tainted weed could develop irreversible lung damage, and that even moderate smokers could develop, quote, clinically measurable damage to their lungs. Yeah. So people understandably freaked the fuck out. They're like, you have been telling us that this is fine, not to worry about it. After we did try and freak out before and tried to get our shit tested, and you were like, don't worry, it's fine. Forget about it. So the White House insisted that the only thing that they could do was warn people not to smoke pot.
What?
What more do you want from us?
You're already doing that. And like, they're people are smoking. Like, that's okay.
Yeah. They were like, especially try and stay away from Mexican pot.
How would people know?
But exactly. Unless you're buying it like directly from, you know, from Mexico, from a grower or something, a drug dealer is not going to be like, oh, this is, you know, unless they're lying, you know.
That's not the way to prevent people from dying.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just like, don't smoke weed, which is basically exactly what they were doing during Prohibition. They're like, if you die, if it's poison, that's on you. You shouldn't be smoking it in the first place. But so then when people found out that our government had actually funded this campaign in Mexico, people were
as they should
fucking
be
pissed. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? But then the, you know, the president's special assistant on health said, quote, people are asking the federal government to protect them in a patently illegal act. If it's against the law, the responsibility of the government to protect its quality doesn't exist.
That's trash. They're wrong for that.
Yeah. But it sounds very familiar. Sounds pretty familiar from last week. Yeah. Yeah. It's illegal. You shouldn't be doing this. It's your fault if you get fucked up.
But it's like you're paying for, I mean, you're supporting this crop being poisoned. Like,
exactly.
Don't do that.
Exactly. Yeah. So eventually the government did kind of come to the conclusion that, like, oh shit, you know, this is the 70s. We can't get away with the same shit that we used to be able to. We probably need to do this because it's a bad look and people actually care. Like, students are protesting and like shit is not cute, especially during the 70s. Everybody's pissed off about everything.
Because they were getting like real news.
The government.
And they're just like, this shit sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, Vietnam also had a lot to do with like people just not wanting to fuck with the government anymore. They're like, no, you guys are bullshit. And like, we're not going to just sit back and let you do this shit anymore. So to try and kind of like smooth things over, the government announced that they were going to try and find a way to make paraquat easily detectable. They were kind of tossing around some ideas. They were like, okay, we could make the manufacturers of paraquat put like a red dye in it that you can't get rid of so that you would know that your weed was red. You know what I mean? Or they also tossed around the idea of adding some kind of like orange scented like flavoring agent to paraquat so that your weed would smell like oranges, or like if you made, there was like some quote, I took it out, but there was some quote about like the worst tasting pot brownies you've ever had because they would taste like orange oil or some shit. Yeah. So that was kind of the plan for a little while, but then they didn't end up doing that because in 1978, the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws sued the United States government over this whole thing. And so the government officially in 1978 stopped funding this Mexican anti-drug campaign and urged the Mexican government to stop spraying marijuana with paraquat. Yeah, it only took a lawsuit to make them do the right thing. Instead, they're like, well, we could make it taste like oranges.
But isn't it easier just to not do it? Like, isn't that like Occam's razor? Like, trying to engineer like an orange? Like, what? You're doing?
Yeah, I know.
You're doing too much.
I'm going to make this poison taste like oranges so that you know that the poison that you just inhaled that tasted like oranges was poison.
Oh my God. Stupid.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, unlike the poisoning of industrial alcohol, there is a certain level of kind of like deniability in this case.
Yeah,
like
especially if they didn't pay for it, oddly enough. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They were giving the Mexican government, they gave them over the course of a few years, they gave them like $40 million and a bunch of planes and stuff. But they never said like, this money is for paraquat for marijuana fields that we know of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, once the public really found out what was going on, the government did actually try and stop it too, but after
they weren't going to stop it. They were going to engineer nonsense.
Exactly. Yeah. But so, you know, they stopped it. And then once public outrage over the whole scandal sort of died down, we actually started using paraquat to spray weed again. But this time we were doing it ourselves and on our own land.
Wait, so
yes.
What's the time frame?
If this happened in 1983.
They're wrong for that.
Like what? Not 5 years later, 5 years after they were sued for like, the for doing it in Mexico. They're like, let's just do it here then.
Wow. That's so brazen. So,
yeah. I know. In 1983, there was a scandal when these like huge weed farms were discovered in Georgia's Chattahoochee Forest. And it turned out that law enforcement may have had something to do with the planting and cultivating of these
huge marijuana fields.
Yeah, Chattahoochee. way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie.
Exactly. I hate when my hoochie-coochie is hot, personally. It is.
It's the worst. Do you remember that song from the 90s?
I feel like you brought it up once and like I had I had forgotten about it.
This was because there was like this possibility that law enforcement was somehow involved in this whole thing. The government wanted to kind of like quickly sweep it under the rug. So the Reagan administration sent a bunch of helicopters to the Chattahoochee Forest to spray these fields with paraquat. And the DEA vowed to extend this practice wherever they found weed growing in the United States. They were like, if we find weed, we're going to kill it with paraquat. I mean, I don't know if the idea was that then they were going to like get rid of it or what, but yeah, they were just like, we're going to kill it with paraquat.
Even though you guys just got sued, like.
Yes. Yeah. And luckily they got sued again. A lawsuit based on environmental concerns quickly stopped the DEA from taking this program any further.
Oh no.
But then another 5 years later in 1988, the DEA announced that they were going to try and do it again. I don't know why they thought like something had changed in the past 5 years and that it was cool to do this now, but this time they did it and they kept doing it for a couple of years. And they finally stopped using paraquat to kill marijuana in the United States in 1990.
Oh my God, that's too recent. Whoa.
Yeah. So critics of this program said that poisoning marijuana with harmful and potentially deadly chemicals was a punishment much worse than the crime. If this marijuana made it to the public and was consumed. And many people criticized the government for insisting that smoking marijuana was dangerous and then doing everything in their power to make it dangerous when people didn't stop smoking.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. So I don't really know. I was not able to find any numbers about like how many people got sick or were like disabled or killed by
some weird
inhalation
cancer.
Of paraquat-laced weed. Yeah, exactly. It seems like not many people, if any people died immediately, it would have been easier to trace. And I'm sure that those numbers would have come up if that was happening, but it doesn't really seem like it was. But like the lung damage and stuff that was going on was very hard to trace because no one could really prove that the weed that they were smoking had paraquat in it in the first place.
And smoking anything.
So like if you developed lung damage.
Lung irritation, if not like damage. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's not really any like data or data on like, you know, the actual results of this program and like how many people were affected. But thankfully, the United States government is no longer using paraquat to taint the weed supply, especially now because it's being like decriminalized and legalized in so many states, and we're making tax money off of it. But paraquat is still on the market and still remains a very popular herbicide to this day.
Wow. Like in this country, people use it.
Yeah. You can buy it. Yes, you can buy it in the U.S. It does seem like it's not as popular in the U.S. Because now we have Roundup. So everybody just uses Roundup, which is also a cancer-causing chemical that nobody should fucking touch. But you can find paraquat if you want paraquat in the U.S. There was I guess I took it out of my outline. Damn it. There was like a brand name that you're not going to like go to Home Depot and say like, I want paraquat. But there is a name that it goes by. That if you want it, you can find
it. And was it a name that you had seen before? Like, okay.
No, it was not. But I don't use herbicides. I'm not, you know what I mean? I just buy like ladybugs to kill, you know. Well, that's for pests, not for weeds. I just weed my garden.
That's probably the best way. Wait, what do ladybugs do? Yeah.
They kill aphids and little like insect you can predators, just buy, you know.
You can just buy a bunch of ladybugs?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll send it to you in the mail. And you release them into your garden, and they're very, very good at eating aphids that will damage your plants. There's a bunch of different like things that you can buy depending on what pests you have in the garden. There's like wasps that you can buy that will kill certain pests that are not harmful to humans.
I've bought like there's like different bacteria that you can like spray on plants that will kill like a certain plant pests. Yeah, I was having some issues with my petunias. There was like a little, and it was a type of moth that was eating them, but bastards. I sprayed this stuff that smelled terribly, but it got rid of them. And
For the most part, I'm much more concerned about garden pests than I am about weeds. I don't really care about weeds in the garden. If they're bad enough, I'll weed, but otherwise I'm just like, just throw some mulch down and
it's fine.
But yeah, that's the story of the United States government funding the spraying of a deadly poison on weed that then a bunch of people smoked.
I can't believe they did it like multiple times after being caught. Like that really defies all logic. Seriously. It's like you're gonna get caught. I don't understand. Yeah.
You were sued twice and you still
in like
trying
in recent
to do
history
it.
Too. Like they just waited a couple years.
Yeah.
Like, are they dead yet?
Maybe everyone forgot.
Like, no, yeah, they're not exactly. dead.
Did they die from smoking paraquat laced weed yet?
Yeah, they're wrong for that. But that was a really good little mini scandal that is definitely adjacent to the fuckery that happened during Prohibition. Fucking Wayne Wheeler.
Yeah, this actually like came up. I know. This came up in my research on Prohibition. There was like one of the articles mentioned something about the similarities between poisoning industrial alcohol and the paraquat thing, because people like still know about the paraquat thing, but nobody seems to remember the industrial alcohol,
which was
poisoning.
So much worse. Like, my God.
So much worse. And people were like legitimately dying.
And they were just like, this is what we wanted after so long.
Exactly. And we're not
the cure.
And you can't stop us. Like, yeah.
The level of just not caring about human life is, that story was it was shocking even for us, really.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Mess. Anyways, I had some wine and it is empty.
Yeah.
It is now empty.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Goodbye, wine. Goodbye, Shinzano.
What is Shinzano?
Shinzano is an Italian brand of vermouth, but it's a joke. Joke.
Shinzano, you're dead to us. You're a stupid joke. thank you so much for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Stephanie Domingo.
And Tux Lerzel.
Thank you to our new our audio editor. We could not do this without him.
Absolutely not. Get out of here.
I stumbled a little. I'm like, do I say? We'll figure it out.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Okay.
'Thank you for listening to Beyond Reproach. Please note we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. A full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media and make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop on beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We also have exclusive content on Patreon where you can directly support the production of our show.